We have started here in 2021 in a sermon series entitled Jesus is In. And the inspiration is the song He Is that goes through the books of the Bible, highlighting things about Jesus. And also one of my study Bibles, it's a New King James Version, but in the opening section where it describes and lays out the book and who wrote it and the time frame they believe and the outline and all that. In that particular study Bible, there was always a little paragraph or two about Christ in that book. And so all of those things, thinking about how we can see Jesus in each book of the Bible. Today we're looking at Deuteronomy, and in that song, He Is, He's Moses' voice. But we can look throughout Deuteronomy, and those who are a little more scholarly than I am, I would say that it shows that Messiah would be worshipped by angels. He is personified in the cities of refuge. But the big one is He is the prophet like unto Moses. In our scripture reading today, Messiah will be a prophet. The nations you will dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord God, your God, will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death. You may say to yourselves, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously, so do not be alarmed." The word of God for the people of God. In this particular part of Deuteronomy, Moses has been sharing some ways that the Israelites are supposed to organize themselves, especially in the areas of public authority. There is a little section talking about royalty and its place in the Israelite community, about judges and those who would help settle disputes, about priests and their roles in worship and things. And then we come to our scripture today and we find the prophet introduced as a fourth class of public authority. And we know prophets, those of us that have been through the Bible, we know prophets like Samuel and Elijah and Elisha, and you probably maybe have some other favorites. There's the major and minor prophet sections of the Old Testament, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Jonah, Hosea, Zephaniah, a whole bunch of those in the Old Testament. And so we know about this term prophet. But in our scripture today, it speaks how God was going to give us a prophet like Moses. And he put some qualifications on there. Not only is he going to be like Moses, but he's going to be from the Israelites. Someone who is faithful to the law of God. Someone who has shown that he's going to follow what God says to do. And like Moses, he's going to share God's instructions. He's not going to speak on his own. He's going to speak what he hears from God and share those words that God has given him. And he's going to have authority. You know, some of us are old enough to remember that commercial about E.F. Hutton. You know, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, as you see the scripture today, and really as you think of all of God's word and the prophets that he sends, when the prophet speaks, we should listen. Because he has authority to speak on God's behalf. And to listen to the words of God implies obedience to what we hear. And if we don't obey, then some would say we really haven't listened. We heard some words go in, the brain might have did something, it might have stored them somewhere. But if we don't respond in obedience to what God has shared, then we really haven't listened at all. In our scripture today, God will speak through this prophetical order throughout Israel's history. And we see that as we go through the Old Testament, and we even see it as we go into the Gospels and the New Testament. But Moses is the one that set the standard. He's the model. You know, David might have been the greatest Jewish king. There's probably no argument to that in the history of the Jewish nation. But Moses was the greatest Jewish prophet. He was the model. When they thought of a great prophet, and still, when they think of a great prophet, they think of Moses. He's the lawgiver. He's the one who directly spoke with God. You ever notice Moses is one of the few who, he always spoke directly with God. There was no visions or dreams and someone needing to interpret or trying to figure it out. God himself and Moses met and talked. Now Moses wasn't always like real happy about that. And he was scared and in fear and in awe and all that combined. But he directly spoke with God. No visions or dreams. And in our scripture, the promise of a prophet like Moses comes along. God says, I'm going to send prophets like him. And there's many prophets throughout history since Moses. Immediately after Moses was Joshua, who took over the mantle of leadership and led the Israelites on into the promised land. All Moses got to do was see it. He wasn't allowed to cross over. And all that generation, other than Joshua and Caleb, were not allowed to go into the promised land. But Joshua fulfills the scripture, and many others fulfill the scripture, a prophet that God raises up to speak for him, to speak with authority in a way that he wanted his people to respond in obedience to him. But also the Jewish people, as they knew of this scripture here in Deuteronomy, as they heard that shared in their teachings, they also recognized that ultimately this prophet would be the Messiah himself. They knew that he would be the ultimate prophet, the Messiah, the one we know as Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of our scripture reading today. He is the prophet that would be raised up. You know, when you look at Moses and Jesus, sometimes we forget there's some similarities, and there's always differences too, but there's some similarities as well. They're obviously both Israelites. Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. They're looked at as shepherds and leaders of their flock. Jesus says, I am the great shepherd. They're looked at saviors of their people. Moses helped lead the people out of slavery that they had endured for 400 years in Egypt. Generation after generation, they were finally tired of it. And God said, Moses, I need you to take my people out of Egypt, to free them from the slavery they've been under. They were born at a time when evil kings pronounced death to all Jewish baby boys in the area. Many of us will remember the story of Moses, who was put into a basket and set out on the Nile River so that he wouldn't be killed, as was expected of the Jewish boys of that day. His sister kept watch over him, and Pharaoh's daughter found him. We can read in the Gospels where Herod, when he found out that there was some king born from the wise men, and then the wise men didn't come back and tell him where he was, he said, well, I'll take care of that. Let's just kill all the boys 2 years and on. And that's when Jesus fled, his family fled to Egypt to avoid that. Both of them gave up royal positions to save their people. For Moses, he was the grandson of Pharaoh. You ever think of that? The grandson of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's daughter found him and raised him as her own son. He was in line for what was arguably one of the greatest civilizations at that time in history. He gave that up to help save his people. And Jesus, we get caught up and wrapped up, and we should do that. We think of him coming at that first time, but he has always existed. And for him to come as a baby, for him to come and take that form of a human being like you and me, for him to do that, he left his place in heaven. Jesus didn't appear for the first time as a baby boy in Bethlehem. Because he is God, he has always existed. He came in the form of humanity in what we know as Christmas, and then he returned to heaven. But he left his position in heaven to save his people. And we find both of them performing miracles. We read about Jesus in the Gospels, and we read about the things that Moses did as he led his people out of Egypt. There were miracles performed. In the Gospel of John, early on in the first chapter there, someone was asking John the Baptist if he was Elijah. And he said, no, I'm not Elijah. See, the Jewish folks thought that Elijah would come. In fact, there's some Old Testament scripture that speaks to him coming. And so they are you Elijah? Because you are a great prophet. You're proclaiming this message. And John said, no, that's not me. And then they follow up with another question. Are you the prophet? Alluding to our scripture today. Are you the prophet like unto Moses, who is going to be coming? And John the Baptist answered and said no. But he said he is coming. And he was referring to Jesus Christ. He's the one you're waiting for. And he's here. And he's going to be showing himself very, very soon. Peter and Stephen, they refer and actually quote verse 15 in our scripture today. When you read through the book of Acts in chapters 3 and chapter 7, respectively, but both Peter and Stephen quote verse 15 here when they're referring to Jesus, the prophet. Jesus is prophet, priest, and king. And as the prophet in our scripture today, he fulfills all those things that we find here. Jesus was raised up by God. Now, in the context of the way this scripture is, being raised up, being called, being put in a place to be the prophet. But there's also a double meaning as we think of Jesus as he was raised up on the cross at Calvary as well. But God raised up Jesus to fulfill the scripture here that he would raise up a prophet. He said, I will speak directly with that prophet. And Jesus spoke directly with God the Father. He was in constant communication with him. We see some of his prayers recorded in the Gospels. But we also hear Jesus' own words as he says, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm sharing with you what God the Father told me to tell you. The role of a prophet. To proclaim the word of God. Not to add to or take away from. But to just share, this is what God says. And when we think of all of Scripture, and in Jesus' day would have been the Old Testament, he said, I didn't come to change it. In today's language, we would say, he didn't come to change the way the I's are dotted or the T's are crossed. He said, I didn't come to change any of it. Not even a little thing like that. What he did say is, I came to fulfill it. I'm the one to fulfill what Scripture has to say. He was raised up by God. He spoke directly with God the Father. And God the Father with him, just as God said the prophet would in our scripture today. And finally, in our scripture today, God says that prophet will have important words to share, and my people need to listen. And Jesus had important things to say, and people needed to listen. Even today, Jesus has important things to say, and we need to listen. His words are important for us to hear and to respond. That's what listening, in the context of today, that's what listening is. That we not only hear physically with our eardrums and the transmission to our brain, but we respond. We listen. We hear and we respond. And in the context of what Jesus has to say, we respond in obedience. So Jesus fulfills our scripture today. He was a prophet raised up who God the Father spoke to directly. And was given authority to share the very words of God for us to hear and to respond. Jesus is in Deuteronomy.